Hello.
I have Mr. Garman.
Oh, good. Right. Flynn?
Yes, Ron.
Yes, in talking with the president here, the important thing is that we hit this thing hard enough. In other words, you put the fear of God into those people.
I certainly did. Everybody I could lay my hands on and have calls placed all around town. To Irvin, to senior staff assistant, to Dash. I spoke to Thompson four times, talked to Baker, and they understand this.
In other words, they know they've got to retract or else, right?
They know they've got to retract or else. By the way, that paper is, I gather, is a Bircher paper.
That is.
A hell of a thing for the AP to pick up. For these fellas to be sitting around scratching their heads, wondering what to do.
Well, you made that point clear to them, though.
About sitting around
scratching their heads, right?
No, I said their phone is available to call each other. You don't have to wait to have a plenary conference in order to deny a transparent fabrication like this.
Well, the president's disturbed we're not hitting this hard enough, and he'll come on the line.
Yeah, sure. Yes, sir.
I don't think you understand the... I'm sure you understand the importance. The point that I want to make is that this is the golden opportunity to discredit the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you understand, they have made a charge, totally untrue, and, damn it, Len, for Howard Baker to play the pusillanimous ass that he is,
mm-hmm.
not to speak out, is ridiculous. Now, in the morning, if they don't do it, I'm going to file a suit for $10 million against the bastards.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, right now, your friend Dash and this fellow Thompson and the rest, they better understand what is involved here is the credibility of this committee from now on out, Len.
I told them that in
just those terms.
Good for you.
This is,
good for you. You understand. I have great confidence in you, but God damn it, they cannot attack the President of the United States
stealing $1 million and get away with it. And then for them not to be found.
I think there's some advantage in giving them a little bit of rope to choke themselves with.
Well, I agree with that.
And the fact that they have to plenary meet.
But why is it that Baker? What did he do? Whine and cry? As he always does.
To the press. He didn't
huh?
say that. He denied it to the press, and Irvin did too. Said that they have no such.
All right. No. There must be a. Now let me.
A meeting.
You take these words down. Must be a public retraction and apology by the committee, the rule committee, for this libelous support and assault on the President of the United States. It is totally untrue. We have no facts. We are going to investigate immediately to see what member of the staff was involved, and he will be immediately discharged. Now, goddammit, Len, play it tough.
I will, and I have. And,
all right, boy.
The way they're fobbing it off is to say this is irresponsible press.
Bullshit. Goddammit, the press wouldn't do it unless the committee was doing it. Now, they're putting you on.
Right, I know that, and I've told them just that.
Okay.
And I'll say
right.
that to
you get back to Baker, and I want you to read
tonight.
I want you to repeat to him exactly what I said, that I think he's being a pusillanimous ass on this. I really do. Or if you think less words are worthwhile, okay.
You're making it clear how you feel about this.
Okay, boy.
No mistake. Let's give him a little rope.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. Good one.